Hello, I've got important information that I need to tell somebody. I'd like to speak to a sergeant. That's the only person that I'll speak to that I can tell this information to. Is that possible, please?
That's not possible, I'm afraid.
Why is it not?
You can speak to a police officer, which is what I am.
Is it possible that I can speak to maybe? There's always a YAF inside the police. Inside. Is there not a YAF or YH or Y1 or something like that that's always like behind one of you lot?
I'm a bit confused as to.
So you have YE2 and then you'd have like a CSE police officer.
But you've called 101.
Yeah, this is 0208. I called 0207230. This is the call centre, no? Yeah, and you're Met CC, and Met CC always has like a superior officer that's in charge of you lot normally, a YH or something like that, is it not?
No.
So it's yourself.
From my own experience of being a police officer, when you say YE2, I take it you live in Enfield.
Yes, that's correct. In Edmonton.
In
Enfield,
Or the borough of Enfield, yeah.
Yeah, but normally, the 999 call centres normally have a duty manager that's on. There's normally a higher rank police officer to yourselves, is that not true? It doesn't matter. If you can deal with what I need help with, then I'll be happy for that. I just want someone
I'm pretty sure I can deal with it.
Basically, in 2000, my name's Mr. Simon Cordell. Who am I speaking to?
PC Williams.
PC Williams, how you doing? Basically, I phoned up yesterday and I tried to speak to a lady and I asked for a CAD number in regards to having an investigation put in against police officers. I'm quite upset with what's been going on. Since 2013, I've been held hostage in my house because the police tried to set me up. A PC, Steve Ellsmore, under a Jane Johnson, who's superintendent, and there was a couple of other, I've got all their pictures here and the rest of it, Douglas Skinner, and you had a Sergeant Charles Mills. Now, they threw an ASBO application outside my front door. This was for the applicant's case, or the response case, was basically for the organisation of illegal raves. Clearly states that illegal. I was never arrested for saying that's illegal. We got taken to court under civil proceedings, under a standalone ASBO. And basically, a standalone ASBO is for civil proceedings. Now, basically, and it has different rules to hearsay. So basically, if you...
Your name was Simon?
Yes, that's correct. Mr. Simon Cordell.
Simon,
To cut in a nutshell, basically, I put loads of CADs in regards, like, when I got the folder, I noticed lots of corruption within the folder, and it's not silly corruption, it's serious corruption, it's holding me hostage in my house. I've been given 8 years.
What's holding you hostage?
Basically, this is what basically happened. For instance, in America, you have freedom of speech outside when you walk outside your house. In this country, our human rights are very different. You can cause a public offence in the public if you do something like that, yeah? But in our own homes, we have maximum extent to our own abilities. If we swear in our own homes, we're allowed to do that. And we can ask the police officer to leave, for instance. With the Raves Bill, this is a very similar thing. The Raves Bill 1994, which was put against me. Inside your own home, or inside a place of residence, trespass must be proven. Yeah, now, or commercial business must be proven to make it so that the Raves Bill can take act inside somebody's house or place of residence. Now, this was never proved on none of the incidents that I was accused of. Basically, I went to court and I stood up for my rights just under them grounds, under the principles of the laws, and I won the case, the respondent's case. But they gave me an ASBO for 5 years, and I'd already done a 2-year injunction prior, which is 7 years. I have the right.
If you won the case.
No, but what happened is they advertised in the newspapers that I was found guilty. So they set me up. I got the transcripts of the court case proving that I wasn't found guilty. Now they refused to listen. I went home because I was so upset because of what they had done to me. And I looked into the case papers even more, knowing that I never committed the offences. Now, when you call 999, you get 15,000 calls a day, yeah? Now you get at 12 o'clock, the first person gets number one, next person gets number two, and they all run in numeric order. Now they will have time stamps beside them, each CAD number will. Now, say CAD number 500 happens every day, it can have a timestamp, say, of 10 o'clock. Now, CAD number 550, 50 later, can't have a timestamp at night.
Sorry, Simon.
Yes?
Are you, 999.
Because I've got paperwork here right now. Look, PC still. What it is, if I phoned you now and told you someone's stealing a Mars bar or a chocolate bar from a shop, you would have to send a police officer out to arrest that person for such a minor offence. I'm telling you right now, police officers manufactured and developed evidence and have put it into a folder. Yeah? Now, that folder...
What are you trying to report today?
I've put loads of CADs in regards to corruption, police corruption, which are on your police computer. Now, I got told that they can't be investigated at the time because I had an ongoing case and it caused prejudice towards the ongoings of the case. That case is now over. And now I want a police officer to come to my address as if I'm phoning about a Mars bar that's being stolen, a criminal offence, and I want them to go over the evidence that I have here and to their lines of investigation into these police officers. Not only, like what I was saying, CAD number 500 happens every day and I'd have a timestamp at 10 o'clock.
Stop talking.
Go on.
Right. A police officer is not going to come to your house to review evidence that you have collated in regards to...
No, it's evidence that they wrote. And what the problem is, if a timestamp is says 500 and it's got a timestamp at 10 o'clock, it's impossible for the CAD number 550 to have 9 o'clock. I'm recording this conversation, by the way, PC Williams, yeah, because I've been doing this for like a little while because I'm upset and I'm going to make it all go public and how certain other members have protected me in the police force and they've failed to protect me, should I say. Now, what made me even further get upset is they have MG11 forms, yeah, which is a witness form. Now, then witness forms have statements of truth at the bottom of them, yeah? And I've got 16 witness statement forms in my thing saying that members of the public were kept up overnight at Progress Way. Now, each one of them witness statements I'm not signed. I'm putting a case of fraud, the 2006 Act, in regards to a police officer. And I'd like you to come here under the allegations of fraud, and I'd like the police officer arrested under fraud and under harassment to and abuse of power. Yeah. Now these laws exist for crimes exactly as what I'm explaining to you. Yeah.
Simon,
yes.
Please.
Pardon. Set me up. Set me up. And I've got the evidence here right now. And I'm stuck in my house because doing that 8 years because of what they've set me up for.
What do you mean 8 years? You haven't been in your house for 8 years.
I've been in my house for 4 years. I've been in here since I'm 31. I'm now 36, yeah, and I'm not allowed to go out. I've not been allowed to go to any shops. I'm not been allowed to go to no McDonald's. I'm not allowed to give my friend an amp, personal or otherwise.
Right.
Personal is personal and otherwise is business.
Stop talking, Simon. Are you saying that you want to complain about police?
No, I'm saying I would like the police officers arrested and I would like a line of investigation put in against Why would that not happen? If it was a normal person, I told you they're making fraudulent papers under the Fraudulent Act to for their own gain illegally, you would come out and you would arrest that person. What makes a police officer so different? Hello?
Right.
What makes a police officer so different, Ron? I've got 16 witness statements here right now in front of me.
I'm not going to answer that question. What I will tell you is...
Are you going to protect me from these... I can't walk down my own hometown right now because these coppers know I've got this evidence and I believe that they're going to grab me and set me up even further than they've already set me up.
Simon, if you're not going to listen, I'll just clear the line.
Sorry, I don't want you to do that. I just want someone to help me and remember why they signed up to be a police officer under their codes of conduct.
Simon, you've got two ears. You should listen twice as much as you should speak.
Yeah, go on. Okay, I accept that. I'll accept that 100%. I'm right. Man that will listen to reason. Hello.
From what you're saying to me, you've got some sort of grievance with the police because... They've taken you to court previously. Is that correct? Yes,
No. What I've got a grievance against the police are is that they decided to collaborate and fabricate evidence for their own self-gain so that they can have an effect on my way of life and my human rights. In turn, breaking the 1961...
Simon, stop talking.
Come on, you know I'm real. I can't walk down my own hometown because of these coppers. Yeah, and it's not fair. I want them dealt with. If they were working for me in a festival when they started doing this to other people in a festival, I would stand up.
I'm not going to have to clear the line.
Williams, you can't clear the line. I'm talking to you about saying it's important.
Me?
I'm asking for you to send a police officer to my address. Do you know what they've done, Williams? Can I explain even further what evidence I have here?
No, you can't. You can't explain further what evidence you have. Because I'm telling you, if you're trying to if you wish to complain about police, which you did yesterday, didn't you?
I asked for a CAD number yesterday. I'd done this in 2013. I've got the recordings, and I was promised that the second that the case is over, that I can make this phone call now, and that you will pick up the CAD numbers that are already on that police computer that are saying that there's a waiting complaints of investigation against the coppers to happen, and I want you to follow them now.
Simon, do you wish to make a formal complaint?
I've already made about 7 complaints, and I've been promised that if I make this phone call again once the case is over, then someone will get sent to my house, and at least these police officers will be investigated. There's a PC Skinner, and PC Skinner
will be sent to your house.
Okay, so what have I got to do? Come to the police station and record what's happening there as well, and with the evidence that I've got now. Do you know what PC Skinner done to me, yeah? Not PC Skinner. PC Skinner. Go on. Go on. I've always liked these officers, but they took the mickey here.
Are you going to listen, Simon?
Go on.
Right. You're claiming that there's corruption in the police, yes?
Yeah, something that we all know, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. And you want to complain about specific officers, yes or no?
I don't want to complain. I want a line of investigation followed against them.
Right. Which means you have to complain.
I've already complained, though. If you check your police computers now, write 109 Burncroft Avenue into that computer and see how many times it's been promised to me.
Stop talking and listen to me. In order for an investigation to take place against police, there needs to be a complaint first.
There already is a complaint. I've got the CAD numbers and everything for it, and I've been promised, and I've got the recordings like I'm recording now, saying the second that my court case is over, that it will be investigated. If you check my address, 109 Burncroft Avenue,
I'm gonna release a call if you.
It's on the computer. Check on 109 Burncroft Avenue and see if there's already a complaint in place. Hello.
Okay. Well,
just
check
my address.
Take it out with the person that's dealing with your complaint.
Pardon? Who is the person that is dealing with my complaint? I've been told that they will send a police officer to my address.
No.
Once the case is over. Once the case is over.
No.
So how am I going to meet these police officers, or meet somebody that's going to deal with my case? All the letters, I've got loads of letters that have gone into the MPs. I've had to show the doctors. All the doctors are saying to me they've seen the case papers, and they've said, yeah, it's clear fraud. Every person that's looked at it has said it's fraud.
Stop talking. I just need you to answer yes or no.
Yes, I'll make a fresh complaint from now then, please, with yourself then.
We got there in the end, okay. Fantastic.
I don't see why a fresh complaint has to go in. I've known these coppers since I was a kid. Yeah, PC Shinnok and that, they went outside Progress Way and added like 15 999 calls. They messed up, they covered, Steve Ellsmore covered over their names, like when it says call ordinary, yeah, then it says the name, then it'll say, okay,
Can I just confirm your date of birth? It's the 26th of the 1st, 1981.
Yes, that's correct, and I'm doing more than talking. I'm about to go public. Yeah, and they're going to lose their mortgages and their careers, and there's some police officer deals with this behind closed doors with me. Pardon? Yeah, I will. I've lost half my life because of what they've done. My whole estate, has had to go through this for the last 4 years, and there's no real witness statements. They made them up. None of them police... Pardon?
Is your address?
109 Burncroft Avenue. My whole estate's got to go through this for the last 4 years and the next 4 years. I went to court the other day and I said to them, I won't bring up the corruption if they drop it under the grounds of trespass, which is right. They chose to hold me on the trespass.
Okay.